Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. We'll check in on the Colts. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network will stop by. Can the Colts reach out to Phillip Rivers? Andrew Luck? Can they make a trade for Nick Foles? We'll find out the possibilities coming up. Latest from the Olympics, Simone Biles competed and won a bronze on the beam. Team USA beat Spain despite Ricky Rubio's 38 points. I think we have a poll question from the first hour. Do we, McLovin?
I went rogue and put up an unapproved poll question.
Okay.
Which NFL rookie quarterback will play in a playoff game first? This is a multi-level question. So not who will start week one, but who will have success first? Because the reports out of camp on all of them are glowing.
So Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. Who is going to play in a playoff game first?
So they could start week eight for, say, the Bears, Justin Fields, and, you know, get in a 9-8.
I guess I would go Mac Jones or Trey Lance.
Yep.
I'll go Trey Lance. Is Trey Lance leading?
Yeah, we just put it up. Actually, you're right. Trey Lance is one. Mac Jones is two.
Okay.
Is that a situation where like 5 weeks of Garoppolo into Trey Lance, or what do you think?
It depends on how much he progresses with just the playbook. You know, with Kyle Shanahan. And two NFL players, former NFL players, told me about Kyle that it's simplistic. You got to be smart to grasp it. And I think that's why people thought, oh, wow, he's going to love Mac Jones, bright guy. And you have two plays, basically, when you go to the line of scrimmage. And Kyle's doing the work for you, but you have to be able to process it in the moment. And from everything we're hearing about Trey Lance, he's ahead, you know, where he probably should be with the playbook. And if Kyle Shanahan gets that feeling of, hey, he can do this at the line of scrimmage, then he's going to play Trey Lance. The interesting part would be, what do you do with Garoppolo? What can you get from Garoppolo? Because he's still expensive there. And you don't want to give up something like that because there's going to be a team that's going to have an injury and they would be welcoming somebody like Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't think it'd be the Colts, but and we'll talk to Ian Rappaport about this coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. We have talked about the Colts situation. It's 5 to 12 weeks, which is a strange time frame for this kind of surgery. If it's 8 to 12, we would probably be more comfortable with that, as strange as that's going to sound, because it seems like if all goes well, 5 weeks. If it doesn't go well, 12 weeks. What exactly goes well, doesn't go well with a situation? When they're taking a bone out of your foot, you know, it could be 5 weeks, could be 12 weeks. I'd feel more comfortable if I'm a Colts fan going, oh, it's going to be 8 to 12. 5 to 12 feels like, man, if they screw this up, it's 12 weeks. If they get it right, could be 5 weeks. But do you bring in Nick Foles? By the way, Nick Foles is probably waiting right now to have somebody call him. He had this to say. Now, he's third-string quarterback with the Bears. He didn't sound like he was the third-string quarterback of the Bears yesterday when he was asked about the Carson Wentz Colts situation.
Frank Reich is one of my favorite, if not favorite, coaches of all time. He understands me as a player. He understands me as a person. But, you know, right, I haven't had any talks with him. I don't know. I'm a Chicago Bear right now. He knows me. He understands. I mean, y'all watched the 2017 season in the playoffs where he changed the offense and built it around me, and y'all saw what happened. So he understood my mentality as a player, and he was able to build it around me and put me in a successful position and my teammates.
He gets me. That's really what he's saying. He gets me. I haven't had any contact. No, you're not allowed to have any contact. He's basically saying, I haven't had any contact, but could you contact me, please? Yes,
he so desperately wants out of there.
Oh, yes.
Hey, y'all saw what happened last time we played together, huh? It worked.
There are prop bets here. The Colts starting quarterback in week one, Jacob Eason. Then it's Nick Foles, Brett Hundley. They also have Marcus Mariota on the list, Philip Rivers on the list, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Cam Newton on the list. These are the prop bets. Some other prop bets. Starting quarterback for the Texans week one, Deshaun Watson, third on the list. Tyrod Taylor is one. Then it's David Mills, their draft pick out of Stanford. Broncos starting quarterback, Drew Locke is the favorite. Saints starting quarterback, Jameis Winston is the favorite, and then Taysom Hill. Patriots starting quarterback, it's Cam Newton. Let me see if there's anything else. Jimmy Garoppolo is the overwhelming favorite to start week one for the Niners. Will Colin Kaepernick play in the NFL this season? You know, this doesn't seem like very good odds. Will Larry Fitzgerald play in the NFL this season? Yes is your favorite there. Will Tom Brady retire after this season? Those odds aren't good that he will retire. I think they also had something in here of, did you see the odds for Aaron Rodgers? Where is he starting next year, McLovin? Will Aaron Rodgers be the Packers starting quarterback week one of 2022? Yes, plus 50. No, minus 400. Yeah, so interesting prop bets there. And certainly, what did the Colts do? Andrew Luck is not on the prop bet. I thought he would be on there. Yeah, McLovin.
You called Aaron Rodgers somewhere else in 2022 about 5 months ago now.
Yeah. Well, I thought he would show up this year. But then after that, like, the Packers will know a little bit more about Jordan Love. Jordan Love's going to have preseason snaps and dress for games, and now you're going to find out. They're going to know here in a couple of months once they see him with live bullets there in preseason games. You know, can you handle this? Can you play? What kind of athlete are you? You know, how do you process all of this? And that'll be the determining factor here of what you do with Aaron Rodgers. You get the band together for one more year, and then that's it. Yeah, McLove.
No, we're totally going to overreact to every Jordan Love snap in preseason.
Yeah.
I assume Aaron Rodgers, a guy like that, doesn't play much in the preseason.
No, I don't know if he'll play at all. The Premier League season is back beginning Friday, August 13th. Don't miss all the action. All year long, the Premier League is on NBC, NBCSN, and Peacock. You can stream this show on Peacock all 3 hours. We say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country. Phone number 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. NBA cap stayed flat this year because of the pandemic. And you might think that that means salaries would be coming down to earth. That was not the case yesterday. Opening night of free agency. Chris Paul, at age 36, re-signed with his Suns 4 years up to $120 million. We thought, at least the initial reports, were going to be 3 for $90 million. 35-year-old Kyle Lowry, 3 for $90 million with the Heat. Lonzo Ball, Jared Allen, Duncan Robinson, Tim Hardaway Jr., all signing contracts, making at least $20 million. Jimmy Butler, 4-year extension, $184 million.
You say it so casually.
I know.
4 years, 180.
I know. In a couple of years, these teams are going to try to unload these contracts. But that's the game. Teams might not want to commit to these big numbers, especially an aging player. But that's what basketball is now. You got to have the risk and the reward, and that's what you're doing. I mean, Jimmy Butler makes more money than Patrick Mahomes does per year. Yeah, see.
That was yesterday. Every time I got an alert on my phone for one of these signings, I was like, holy crap.
I know.
They did what?
I know.
Because it was every 5 minutes, it felt like there was another 4 years, $180 million contract signed. Another extension for, you know, Trey got this or what. It's,
yeah,
dang.
Trey Young got his contract extension. What are the numbers on that, Paul?
Trey Young got 5 years, $172 million. But if he gets named to first team, second team, or third team NBA,
yeah,
it goes up to $207 million, a 30% escalator clause. Got to get that escalator clause.
Wouldn't you think if you're that good, you should make? Like, there should be something that says, if you don't make first, second, or third team, we take away money from you.
A de-escalator clause.
Yes. If I'm paying somebody $40 or $50 million, shouldn't you be great? I shouldn't have to reward you on top of being great.
If you're an agent right now, you're like, don't shh.
Oh, I know. I know. Yeah, McClubbin.
But people argue that the sports writers who don't really know what they're doing vote for these all teams.
They should never allow this to happen where these players, I think Jason Tatum missed out on $33 million because he wasn't first, second, or third team. I mean, it's crazy. The sports writers, broadcasters are the one that vote on this. Imagine if you're not reporter friendly. I mean, Ted Williams famously lost out on winning an MVP because he wasn't friendly to the media. I think the writers in Boston, the two writers, didn't even vote for Ted Williams. When he batted 401, he didn't win the MVP. DiMaggio won it. And, you know, famously because, you know, the baseball writers didn't like Ted Williams. But the media should not be voting on these bonuses. Imagine if you're a player. You just get chummy. Hey, if I make third team, I'm going to give you $5,000. And sit around with five guys at dinner one night and just say, hey, guys, I'd be willing to share this with you. I know it sounds crazy, but it's not. This is $33 million Jason Tatum missed out on. And by the way, you know, for the Knicks are back. No, they're not. They're back to being the Knicks. No free agents want to go there. They had $60 million, I think, in cap space. They got Evan Fournier.
Woohoo!
Yes, Evan Fournier. We keep waiting. Like they beat the Hawks. They beat the Hawks in one game of the playoffs. Free agents are going to see this. They're going to want to go there. No, they're not. I mean, they might be relevant to a younger fan base who doesn't know better, but the older fans like, same old Knicks. This ain't happening. Yeah, McLovin.
Maybe it's good they didn't spend because, like, there wasn't. I didn't want to see the Knicks overspend on somebody. Was there a really good class? You said next year's class.
Next year's class is. But, you know, at some point, they have to overpay to get people to go play for the Knicks. I mean, you still hear Damian Lillard, if he gets traded, his target number one place is the Knicks. So he's going to leave Portland to go to the Knicks because he wants a chance to win? That didn't make sense. Yeah, McClellan.
How about Zion? I hear a lot. It's all about Zion. I don't even know when he's a free agent, but that's who they're targeting.
He's got a few years.
Because he said one nice thing about Madison Square Garden.
I know. But if you're a Knicks fan, at least you got hope. You're saying there's a chance. That's all you want. All right. Let me see. Anything else I need to report here? Yes, Paulie.
I have that Ted Williams stat you were saying. Ted Williams, a baseball player.
Yeah.
He was only 22 years old in 1941. He finished second for the MVP. He led the league in hitting at 406. He led the league in power with 37 home runs. Fascinating.
But that was when DiMaggio had his hitting streak.
Right. But the season, 406.
And he played for the Yankees, and the Yankees probably won the World Series that year. But they didn't like Teddy Ballgame.
Ted Williams also missed 3 years of his prime, age 24, 25, and 26 for military service. Jeez.
I know. Kind of crazy when you think about that. Giving up his prime. And Ted was in action.
Yeah.
You know?
He was a fighter pilot.
Yes, he was.
And actually, he wasn't entertaining the troops with his guitar.
Yeah, he wasn't Elvis. Like, he was actually... He was a fighter pilot.
He wasn't doing bunting drills in some foreign country.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
His stats are fun to look at. Like, there's some baseball players, when you look at their stats, how can this happen? Like, he hit...
Did he have, like, 521 career home runs?
Yeah. And he hit 344.
Yes.
One or the other gets you in a Hall of Fame.
Like, imagine if he had 3 years at 35 home runs. So you add another, let's say 100... He would have had, 600.
Well, with the average he was at that age, he was averaging about 33 a year. So you'd be about, like you said, an extra 100 home runs.
Yeah.
He'd be at 625 and a 344 career average.
I know.
He hit 388 at the age of 38 years old.
Yeah. I think the consensus is the greatest hitter ever. I mean, you would get arguments from a lot of different people, but he had power and average, and he didn't have speed. At least I don't think he did, and I never saw him play. But, you have guys, Tony Gwynn and Rod Carew and George Brett, and like there's so many great hitters. Ty Cobb was a great hitter, but I'm talking about modern era. But, yeah, Teddy Ballgame. Imagine that. You bat 406, and then they say, hey, would you go serve our country? Yeah. Well, if I go, I'm going to serve our country. I want to be in action. I mean, I'm going to be a fighter pilot. Yes, McClellan.
I was about to say, but if the sabermetrics didn't like him, he's the all-time leader in on-base percentage of all time.
Yeah.
482. One out of every two times he came up, he was on base.
Crazy. Thomas in Vermont. Then we'll take a break. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dan. How we doing?
Great. What do you have?
6'1", 237. So you guys are talking about finding quarterbacks for the Colts. I'm a huge Bills fan. What about Mitchell Trubisky? I know Brandon Bean a few weeks ago in a presser said that Trubisky's role with the Bills was basically a one-year deal to get his career kind of re-jumped up. I know Reich did wonders with Foles. What about Trubisky?
I think that's very interesting, Thomas. I'll bring that up to Ian Rappaport. But you don't want a quarterback controversy. I think if you bring in Nick Foles, then you say to Nick, look, you're coming in and you're, what, McLovin?
Yeah, I mean, you could be safer than bringing in Trubisky.
Yeah, Trubisky might get good.
What?
He could be, I don't know, Frank Reich's the quarterback whisperer.
Are we talking about competing for the third string with Sam Elliott?
Wow.
No. I just, you know what I mean. Like, it's easy. Well, everyone used to pile on Trubisky. Don't look at me. He was the guy last year.
Yes, Paul.
McLovin actually thinks that it's dangerous to bring in Nick Foles. And because if Nick Foles has a good September, what do? A real good September. He would have a good team around him with the Colts.
I know.
That could be dangerous.
Let's take a break. We'll find out more with the Ian Rappaport. And is Philip Rivers getting a call? He's coaching high school. Somewhere in Alabama. Probably changing diapers. His wife probably had another baby this morning. We'll take a break. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, will join us coming up here on the Dan Patrick Show. Level Select CBD sports creams and roll-ons, the leader in CBD. And you don't have to be a professional athlete like Ricky Fowler or Carson Wentz to use it. Be just like me. Go work out prior to the workout, after the workout. And Level Select products are formulated with doctors. They contain high concentrations of CBD. You feel immediate relief. within 60 seconds. And let's say it's a 10-minute walk. You're going to run a 10K. Level Select can help provide the relief you need. I mentioned Carson Palmer. He's the first one who told me about this. And I had no idea what CBD was and what it could do for you. And he's had 7 surgeries. And he said, I just want to enjoy retirement with my kids. And then all of a sudden, you use it and you feel the immediate relief. Go to Level Select CBD right now. And then you use the promo code Dan40. Dan40. And you get 40% off your entire order. 40% off levelselectcbd.com. Promo code Dan40, not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite spacious near silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond for their customization options, cutting-edge tech, 5-star sales service, financial support crew. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Try to connect with Ian Rappaport, who's at the Buccaneers camp, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to him at the bottom of the hour. He'll be able to say happy birthday to Tom Brady, 44 years of age. What do you get Tom Brady? He's got everything.
If you were a friend or if you were like a teammate.
Teammate.
So let's say you're Leonard Fournette. He's helped Leonard's career.
Yeah.
Leonard's got some cash. You can't get him like a bottle of whiskey, can you? Or tequila?
I don't think he drinks. Only when they celebrate.
People like that for their home bar, though. It's a nice gift. It's expensive.
Get him a nice bottle of wine, I guess. Maybe you get a bottle of wine from the year that he was born. I don't know.
Could you go old school and get him like a go to like one of those websites, get him like a cool Michigan sweatshirt or something?
Yeah, McLovin.
How about like a photo, like a framed photo of Leonard Fournette and Tom Brady? Is that an appropriate gift?
Yeah, maybe you could do that. I don't know. I don't know what you get. My kids always say, we don't know what to get you. And I always say, get me something that's personal from you. If it's a photo or a card, something like that. Yeah, Paul.
One time I got you, we were on the road when we first started working together. And you were smoking some cigars when we were out. And I was like, oh, I didn't know you like cigars. You're like, oh, yeah, not often, but I like to sit back. And you're enjoying the whole process of it. So I went back home, and we were in New York City, and we had a couple hours to kill. We were doing the show in New York. And there's a place, is it Nat Sherman's?
Yeah.
New York City. It's a high-end cigar store.
Yeah.
And I said, can I find a nice lighter, like a strong lighter? And I spent, for me at the time, was a couple bucks. I didn't have any dough. And I gave it to you. You were very thoughtful. You're like, that's awesome. This is really great. Next day, we flew down to Miami for the road show for ESPN Radio. And at the, what do you call it, the security? They confiscated
it. Yeah, TSA.
Right in front of me.
And they always say, hey, if you want to go back out and mail it to yourself, I'm like, I don't have time. I just got this lighter. And I said, Paulie, I got to give up this lighter you just gave me.
I was eating ramen noodles for a week because that lighter.
Paulie had this sad face. And
can't you just put it in someone else's bag?
Well, if you want to go back out, and then if you want to put it in a, you can't have it in carry-on. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, see.
I had that happen going through security. I had a small, just in my backpack, I had like a small knife in there. And the guy was just like it wasn't anything serious, but the guy was just like, oh, you can't take this in. Do you want to bring it and mail it back to yourself or whatever? But I was running late for the flight. So I was just like, oh, no, I can't. I don't have time. I'll just have to leave it there. And he was like, all right, cool. Put it right in his pocket, right in front of me. Right in front of me. He put it right in his pocket. And I was just like, all right, cool. Well, enjoy your new knife.
Yeah.
And left like, dude, that's bold. Like, okay. No, you're not going to do it. Okay. Right in his pocket.
And the liquid part, too, drives me crazy. Where, they go, we flagged your bag here. Is this your bag? Has this been in your possession? I'm like, what do I have in there? And it could be, some liquid that's just over the max that you can have. And I'm like, what is happening? Like, I don't know what's happening here.
Like hair product type?
I don't even know what it was, but it was like it was really important. Yeah, Seton.
That, again, same thing happened, but it was eyeliner. It was liquid eyeliner. My wife had in her bag.
Oh, I thought it was yours.
No, I put mine in her bag. but yeah, she got flagged for that. And the security guy was like, I know, I'm sorry. I'm going as fast as I can. And he has to swab.
Yeah.
I have to swab the everything in here. I have to swab this. I'm sorry. I'm going as fast as I can.
Ian Rappaport was going to join us, but practice just ended apparently. And he has to go interview Bruce Arians. But that's fine. I mean, that's a decent excuse there if Rap Sheet can't join.
He does still plan to join us. He just needed to grab a few minutes with Coach Arians because practice ended sooner than they had initially planned.
Chris Collinsworth just tweeted out, Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, and Frank Reich. Again? Wow. Work last time. Colts offensive line is as good as the Eagles Super Bowl team. Well, this hasn't happened. Like, what's Collinsworth saying?
But do you agree that the Colts, I mean, that was a great offensive line. They're like four Pro Bowlers.
No, the Colts have a great offensive line. Absolutely.
Yeah. It seems like the Colts have a ready-to-go roster.
They're a running team, but I guess Chris is saying this could possibly happen. But
I think everybody is sort of putting Nick Foles in this Colts uniform.
I know. I brought this up yesterday. Tyreek Hill, the Chiefs, wants a piece of Usain Bolt. And I thought, if they're running a 40-yard dash, Tyreek Hill will beat Usain Bolt in a 40-yard dash, in my opinion. But if it's 100 meters, Usain Bolt will blow away Tyreek Hill. And I just thought, how about when you make the bet interesting? Usain Bolt says, I'll put up one of my gold medals. Tyreek, you put up your Super Bowl ring. And then I'll come out of retirement for one race, a one and done here. Tyreek Hill was on the Pat McAfee show, or Usain Bolt was talking about Tyreek Hill.
There's a lot of conversation in the NFL of who's the fastest. Have you ever got into that game at all?
Me and Tyreek Hill got into it because he's a Gatorade sponsors athlete also. So we got into it one time. We're sitting out, we're talking. And he was like, yo, you could take me. And he was talking blah, blah, blah. But then I went to the combine 1 year. And if you go on the net right now, I ran 4.22 in my sweats and some shoes. Come on, Tyreek Hill, you got no chance. None whatsoever.
Street shoes. 4.22. Yeah, Paul.
I have a solution for this. Remember years ago when Donovan Bailey, I think he's from Canada, was a 100-meter guy?
Yeah.
And Michael Johnson from USA was a 200-meter guy, and they raced 150? Usain Bolt and Tyreek Hill race 70 meters. That's right in between 40 and 100.
Yeah.
That will give Usain more of a chance to give his top-end speed and challenge Tyreek to go a little longer. 70 meters, put it on the line. We would tune into that. They make some dough.
Yeah, the 40-yard... You know, Tyreek, I mean, that's where he makes his living. You got top-end speed, and you have it very quick. Whereas Bolt is all about, my top-end speed comes around 60 meters. And then that's where you start to see that separation. But, yeah, I would love to see that. Joe in Los Angeles. Joe, what's on your mind today?
I wanted to see if what you thought would be a better way to vote for the All-NBA teams than having the media do it. I feel like everybody's going to be biased if we have fans vote, if we have front office people vote.
Well, I don't want this money attached to it, Joe. I think that's what I'm trying to stress, that you have players who can make $30 million or lose $30 million if you're on first team, second team, or third team. And the media is voting on that. The media could still vote on it. I just don't like these bonuses attached to it. I think it's dangerous. But I think it was Jason Tatum who lost out on it. Does that sound right? McLovin, do you remember?
I think so, yeah. And I know Trae Young has not made an All-NBA team, too. So he has to make it next year, right? He's never even come close.
But I was also keeping an eye on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And he got the 30% max criteria across any of the three All-NBA teams. So an all-NBA third-team nod would push his extension from $172 million to $207 million. I know that these are built in there. It just seems like if I'm paying you that kind of money, you should be on the first, second, or third. You shouldn't get rewarded if you're going to be on the first, second, or third team. Yeah, Paul.
Years ago, Anthony Davis was trying to get a Supermax deal. Yeah. And if he had to make, you know, one of these all-NBA teams to do it. But if he didn't, he would have lost millions, like $40 million worth of life at the contract. But he did end up getting it.
Did anybody else lose out on... Well, I guess that everybody have these in there, these kickers, that if you make first, second, or third team?
I think it's like league-wide. I don't think it's specific. Yeah, you don't negotiate. I think like that's like the max, the supermax. So I'm looking about all NBA snubs. Jason Tatum's name was the first one to come up.
Yeah, I think it cost him $33 million that he didn't make third team all NBA. But look, if an agent is going to negotiate this for me and a team is going to give it to me, then no, I'm not going to turn it down. But it just I don't think the media should be voting on this with this attached to it. Yes, yeah,
but was he snubbed?
Jason Tatum?
Is it that he was snubbed, or was that it cost him $33 million? You know what I mean? Like, people look at it now, and it's just like, dang, it cost him $33 million. You got to put him on that team so he can get the money. That's kind of the feel.
Who's the third team All-NBA forwards? We find that? Because Tatum could have made $33 million if he made the All-NBA team. He made All-NBA third team last season. Left off this year's list because he was both eligible as a guard and a forward in the voting. As a result, he received more votes at one position, forward. Oh, wow. Paul George received more votes than Tatum at forward. Therefore, he took the last slot.
Oh, splitting the votes.
Rather than the guard spot that went to Kyrie Irving, who Tatum had more votes than. Wow. Okay, so that he did lose $33 million.
Yeah.
Like, pick a position.
Dang.
That's why if you're Rudy Gobert, hey, I'm a center. You know? Put me at a center. Because I got a better chance being all NBA. And he's always on first, second, third team. Because how many guys want to identify? Anthony Davis doesn't want to be a center. But he would make more money if he was. Because he's better than Rudy Gobert. But basically, you have Joel Embiid, Rudy Gobert, and then who's the other center?
Oh, Joker.
Yeah. So that's it.
Well, by the way, Jason Tatum is not going to be eating ramen exactly.
Well, still, I know, but
he'll never be able to spend this.
It's still $33 million.
If you make it, yes, it's still $33 million, but he deserved $170.
But he deserved it. It feels like he lost something. Not like, hey, you didn't get it. He lost it.
I know you always say nobody turns down money, but at a certain point, like Chris Paul and these numbers, like there's no way Chris Paul could spend that much money before he dies.
Yeah, but their agent won't let them. Their agent gets paid. Their agent gets a percentage of that. And if you have clients or new clients, you say, look what I got, Chris Paul. I got Chris Paul for 120. They said he could only get 3 for $90. Yes, he...
What year was it that Jason Tatum got snubbed? It was just this past year?
Yeah.
Because so far, his career salary so far is just about $58 million. So when you're adding 33 to that, that's a hell of a lot of money. That's like almost twice as much as you've made already.
Yeah.
That's doubling your net worth almost.
Yeah, McLovin's the one.
That's a crazy amount of money.
He got a five-year 195.
I know, but he hasn't made the 195.
Right, right. But he wasn't going to make that $32 million that year. That's over the course of the 5 years.
It's still...
195.
It's still $33
million. $33
million.
He's got 195.
Coming to him.
Right. But that 35 was coming to him, too. That wasn't immediate.
But Chris Paul was going to make $420 million in his career. And like he didn't say, no, 3 years, 90, I'm good. It's like 4 years, 120? Yes. Where do I sign?
And these are guarantees, right? It's not like the NFL.
Yes. It's just crazy. Like Mahomes' contract, we're like, did you see what Mahomes got paid? How many guys in the NBA make Mahomes money? Feels like a lot. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think LeBron's going to end up even close to one of the highest paid players in the sport? Because he's had a few seasons where it's lower than others. I know off the court, you know, he's cruising.
Well, how much has LeBron made in his career?
I have it up to... Ooh, actually, he's going to be fine. I just looked. I have what he has as of today and what's coming to him. He's made, including this year, $349 million.
Yeah.
Holy cow. And he's got, in the next 2 years... 85 million on the way. So he'll be at 430 million in 2 years.
Okay.
Dang.
Yeah, McLovin.
That's all shortstop money in the MLB. Yeah, Tatis, I just saw 330.
I know. It's just with the sports, depending on the sport, you go, oh, yeah, he signed for 42 million and it's basketball. If it's football, you're like, man, they're giving Dak Prescott 42. Okay. Like, it's just. When we think of the sports, you don't think baseball. You're like, yep, that's what they get paid. Basketball, that's what they get paid. Football, you're like, could T.J. Watt make $30 million? Yeah, Paul.
Like Nick Chubb, the running back for the Browns, got a nice running back contract. He's probably going to make $20 million guaranteed off it. Yeah. And that's really good money for a running back these days. That's going to be like a season for Evan Fournier with the Knicks, what he's going to make in his career.
They're big free agent signing, Evan Fournier.
He's going to make way more than Nick Chubb this year than Nick Chubb will probably make in his career.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. We hope to hear from Ian Rappaport, who's at the Buccaneers camp. Next hour, we'll check in with Lane Kiffin, the Ole Miss head coach. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Ian Rappaport, national insider for NFL Network, NFL.com, joins us from the Buccaneers camp in Tampa. He's in Jacksonville yesterday, Miami tomorrow. Busy man and carving out a couple of minutes for us. Ian, what did you learn today from Bruce Arians?
I learned that Bruce Arians worked his team like they didn't win a Super Bowl. It was actually really interesting because there's a couple things I kind of want, and you have to excuse me. I'm walking where I'm going to have to go to TV in like 2 minutes. These guys are about to kill me over here. I learned that Bruce Arians is not worried about a Super Bowl hangover because all he wanted to do was beat the blank out of his players in a very nice way, football way, of course. But they certainly are not working like they just won the Super Bowl and they're fat and happy. I also learned that Tom Brady is still a very good football player, though he did not practice today. Sounds like he has looked as excellent as you would imagine. Some other things, but I would say those are probably the main points there.
Can you help us handicap what's going to happen with the Colts?
Yeah, I mean, so a couple things. The window for Wentz, 5 to 12 weeks, that is a long window. That probably means he's going to miss the opener. It probably also means he's back before September is over, probably. So I don't get the feeling they're going to trade for anyone. It feels like they're going to go with Jacob Eason. See where Wentz is in his rehab. If things are real, real slow, maybe they'll reevaluate. But it didn't feel to me like this is a team that's going to be real, real active in the trade market. It felt to me like this is a team that's confident in the guy that they drafted and wants to move forward with him. That's kind of the sense that I, rather than, you know, go trade for Nick Foles or go trade for Gardner Minshew or someone like that.
When do we find out something with Deshaun Watson? When does the NFL have to say something or the Texans say something? Because, I mean, he's been cleared to practice.
Well, he's not practicing today. It seems like a minor injury issue for Deshaun Watson. Obviously getting, you know, playing fourth safety, something that, you know, dinged him up pretty good. So he's, you know, minor injury, not practicing today. And we'll see how long this lasts. It's a little bit of a, I would say, a fascinating injury situation with the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I just wonder about that, though. At some point, they have to make a decision, commissioner's exempt list or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, but commissioner's exempt list is not going to be till there's games at stake.
Yeah.
So it's the weird murkiness is going to continue for the foreseeable future, and I have no idea when it's going to end. I just know of all the things they're looking for answers for, there are no answers. Like, his case is not – he's not even going to be deposed till probably February.
Yeah.
So it's going to be continue to be incredibly – you need me right now? It's going to continue to be incredibly murky. Dan, I really apologize. I'm being called on to be on NFL Network right now.
No worries.
I am – thank you for – adjusting and I owe you a beer next time I see you in person. I really apologize.
No worries. Thank you, Ian. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Ian Rappaport, National Insider, big TV guy. He's on NFL Network. Yes, McLevin.
That felt more urgent because Ian was walking around, if you didn't see the video. Like, yeah. Oh, he's got something good.
Yeah, like he just came away from talking to Bruce Arians and, what do you have for me? And I guess he's saving it for NFL Network. Yes, Paulie.
I still don't understand. I don't think we will. The commissioner's exempt list, because there's no, you can't find it on the website. You can find every NFL rule that there is on their website about helmets, about jerseys, about player different policies. That's the one you can't find out. It seems like a universal power list that the commissioner has that he can just unleash when he, for the good of the game.
Yes, Eden.
And Ray, it is kind of confusing that it only counts for in season. Versus now, like right now, you don't need to be on the commissioner's exempt list because there's no pay attached to it, I guess. But then once you get to week one, you're going to start looking at game checks. And that's when it sort of kicks in.
Yeah, there's a let's avoid embarrassment list is sort of what the commissioner's exempt list. You know, Adrian Peterson, Ray Rice. And then I wonder if he'll be put on this commissioner's exempt list at some, you know, in the next couple of weeks as we get closer to game time. But, you know, the Texans don't want him there. He doesn't want to be there, but you can't do anything about it. And the fact that he's not going to be deposed until February, it feels like at the earliest. Is there going to be a settlement? Can there be a settlement in time? If there is a settlement, what's the trade market for him? Yeah, McLovin.
It feels like the NFL would really not want to. If say they suspend him four games now and found out something, that would be a terrible situation, right?
Well, I was told you can't, the team can't suspend him and the NFL can't discipline. You can't have double jeopardy, I was told. And that the team could suspend him for four games. But then I was told if that's the case, the NFL can't suspend him. But I'm still trying to find out if that's true. Can they suspend him for four games, the NFL then tack on a couple more suspensions? I don't know how that works, but it just feels like if you're the Texans, you want answers. Like the NFL, do they owe the Texans answers? Because they have to get around, it's on their time frame that when they decide to hear this or what they decide to do, can they decide anything right now? And, you know, with these lawsuits not settled, civil suits not settled, like it's really tricky. But you wonder, is Philadelphia just waiting for this? And how long do you wait? Because it doesn't feel like Jalen Hurts is their quarterback of the future, but it feels like he's a placeholder right now until they get that opportunity to bring in Deshaun Watson. And Philadelphia, you know, Michael Vick went to Philadelphia. You know, when we thought nobody was going to take Michael Vick, and then Andy Reid says, I'm going to take Michael Vick. You know, there were protests. There were people who weren't happy, but, you know, people moved on from it. I don't know if it'll be that easy with Deshaun Watson with this. Yeah, McLovin.
Didn't your buddy Tony Dungy help with Vick and
yeah.
Andy?
Yeah. Well, I think that there was a possibility Vick was going to go to the Raiders. And I hope I'm not speaking out of school, but I think Tony wanted to make sure he was going to somebody that he knew and could trust to really be able to bring Michael Vick in. And, you know, Tony trusted Andy Reid, and that's how Michael Vick ended up there. But Tony had had a relationship with Michael because when Michael got out of prison, and that's when Tony said, hey, will you join me at a prison in outside of Tampa with Michael? And we went and talked to inmates, and Michael talked to these inmates. And, you know, that was where it was eye-opening for me because I didn't know Michael Vick. But I got to know him. We went to dinner the night before. We got up at, I think, 4:30 in the morning, got on a bus. And, you know, this was, you know, Tony's, you know, work with the church. And there were a lot of church people on that bus with Tony, myself, and Michael Vick. And I just remember we went into this prison and the number of young men who were there, young African-Americans, and they listened to every word that Mike had to say. I mean, he was a star to them. And he just was letting them know, like, there's hope behind bars. Because Mike went to a really tough place. I think he was in Leavenworth. You know, that's not one of those halfway houses. Like, that's a true prison. But when he got out, and when we sat at dinner, and Mike was on the inside of, we had a booth, and he sat inside because he was concerned of people walking up behind him. Like he wanted to see everybody because he just didn't know what somebody was going to do or say. And I just remember that watching him, and he was very nervous at dinner because he didn't know me, but he knew Tony, and Tony, I think, was helping him just talk. And, you know, after a while, we're just talking. And then we went on the bus, we went to the prison, and, you know, I saw the rehabilitation process in real time with Michael Vick. And that's continued to this day. And Tony deserves a lot of credit, not that he's asking for it. All right, final hour coming up. Lane Kiffin will stop by. More phone calls as well. Dan Patrick Show. One more item in the second hour, Rock On with Rock Auto. All the parts your car or truck will ever need. RockAuto.com, family business. This was founded by automotive engineers in 1999. Two goals in mind. Give you direct access to all the parts information hidden in the computers and catalogs behind the parts store counter. And second, making the parts affordable by offering reliably low prices. They've done both. RockAuto.com. Correct parts for vehicles of all ages. A vehicle that turns the engine off at every stoplight or has the battery installed in the trunk needs a modern AGM battery like those RockAuto.com sells. Yes, even car batteries are delivered right to your door. And you know what that means? You're not wasting time and money hunting for the parts, phoning, driving, waiting in lines. Go to RockAuto.com today. Make sure you tell them we sent you. Write Dan Patrick in the How Did You Hear About Us box. So they know we sent you, you listened to this program. All the parts your car or truck will ever need. RockAuto.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.